coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Let me tell you something, folks. If you haven't gone outside, and if you have to drive, Todd, you drove up from Oshkosh. Tell me what that, because when I was standing upstairs here on the fourth floor and looking out, I couldn't see half a block away.
Yeah, John walks down. I mean, this is dangerous today, right,
it's
Todd?
It's crazy.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
I live the eight fog. Blocks away. It's unbelievable.
That's as thick as I've seen.
Yeah,
it.
It's going to lift. I mean, but holy man.
Holy man.
Todd, I mean, right? 41? I mean.
It was, Winnebago County, from my house to the 41 was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you come up on a stoplight and you wouldn't even know you were at that intersection,
what I mean.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And 41 was absolutely horrendous in Winnebago County. Got a little bit better just north of Neenah. Which was good because of all the construction on 41 there. Then you get closer to Brown County and it really starts to thicken up. So please be careful out there coming down Ashland toward,
Right.
I mean, you'd be coming up on those lights and you'd have no idea that you were coming up on them.
Can you even see the flag, John?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So we can't get a weather report from Mino.
Every morning I look at the flag on top of the courthouse.
Yeah.
And you can't see the courthouse.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see half a block away right now.
So I used to live.
At least downtown. Maybe it's because of the river and the bay. I don't know. Maybe parts aren't as bad.
Oh, no, it's worse. It's worse than the country. I was going to say that. I used to live in Stangleville, right? It's like 20.
I love that town, though.
Oh, it's great.
I would buy so much from that meat market.
Yeah, Connops. I lived they were like my backyard.
They have the best beef jerky, best beef sticks. That is like a candy store for a meat lover.
It is.
It is. Have you ever been there, Todd?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's a tiny little place in this tiny little town.
The church that's there
is huge.
I got buried in that church.
Sounds like a Tuesday travel to me.
It is. Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
You know what?
That church reminds me of something in Europe.
Well,
like in France or something.
It's a Czech church.
It has that look of European.
So we got married there, and it got married. Actually, my anniversary is coming up next week. So all the lilacs were out. And the guy that decorated, did all the flowers, he said, Donna likes lilacs. He said, can we put some lilacs in? So my brother went and just raided all these trees brought it. And the guy tied lilacs to all the pews. People we talked to, and that was 30 years ago, we talked to him about, and what I remember about your wedding is the smell of the lilacs when you, because it's a small church. It looks like a big church.
It's because there's nothing else around it.
Right. But it's there. And right across the street is that Connops Meat Market. And then right down the road is Crone's Cheese.
Yeah.
That's just a very cool Saturday afternoon.
It really is.
Drive.
Yeah. That's a cool little town.
But anyway, what I was going to say about that was, so that's on 163 and 29. And when we would come here on days like this, you would just pull up to the stop sign because you know where it was because you live there and just roll the windows down and listen. Because you couldn't hear. Well, 29, there's no stop sign there.
Right.
So you just, if you had a milk truck or something would be pulling along, that would do you in. And that's the only way it's very, very dangerous.
The last road in the state of Wisconsin I'd want to be on right now, and I used to do this when I lived in Manitowoc and worked in Appleton,
10.
Highway 10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hate that road so much.
Even when it's nice out.
Even when it's nice out. It's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's all trucks, and you cannot pass.
That's what I'm saying is the trucks, and, these guys, they're not going to get hurt. I mean,
they're.
So anyway, that was very, very dangerous. I look back at that, and I think that's crazy. And little kids in a car then, but
I'm just telling you, folks, if you haven't gotten out, and hopefully when the sun comes up more, it'll burn off. But it is so foggy in downtown Green Bay right now. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm sure.
Be careful out there. Actually, you know what?
People
today
are drinking
is
at the airport.
You know what today is?
You know why I didn't?
Today is National Bike to Work Day.
I know. I couldn't bike today, John.
Because of the fog?
Yeah. Mm. It's just when you get hit. Yeah. Those trucks I was talking about.
I love when Todd leans over to look at me when you say something like that.
There's a bit of communication.
I was all set.
We have eye contact that says a lot.
I don't see that side.
Yeah.
I was at my helmet all shined up and my my spandex outfit.
I can actually
outfit.
See him doing that.
And that little outfit.
Did you see where the guy from ABC News got in trouble?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No.
You know, he was on Channel 12 in Milwaukee, DeMarco Morgan, I think.
Oh,
is
was
what his
he
name
really?
Is. Yeah.
So what happened?
Well,
he took some pictures with his bike. He had the Mino shorts on.
Yeah.
And now everybody's up in arms about it.
He leaves nothing to the imagination.
Stuffing a little bit.
I thought they were fine. That's exactly the kind I'm going to buy.
Yeah. You get the same.
Listen, I mean, it's
they're bike shorts.
Yeah, they're bike shorts, and we're humans, and we have certain things. And
yeah.
But apparently, like, you know how the networks can be, right? So Disney is worried about it because they own ABC, and you should take that down. And
yeah. When I wear mine in here, I'm going to be proud of it. I am.
You could be posting it all over social media.
Absolutely. Okay.
And then there'll have to be a sit-down meeting with Mino about
there
it.
There
call Sage. Clean it up.
How you doing?
Clean it up.
That's going to be my post. I'm going to be by the bike. How you doing? That's what I'm doing.
The worst thing, though, will be like if nobody responds to it, meaning like there's nothing.
Right.
That is like Eric. Nothing. Look away.
Nothing behind the curtain.
Please, no. Blind me now. All right. Today is also National Bike to Work Day. It's Pizza Day, Pizza Party Day.
All right. I'm going to take advantage of that. I love making pizza, so I'm going to do that. I didn't know that was today. I'll do that tonight.
All right.
Do you want me to make you a pizza?
Take one of your pizzas.
Okay, whatever you did.
But then it's going to be frozen. I can eat it whenever. Do I have to eat it that day type thing?
No, I'll freeze it.
Okay.
You got to tell me what you want on
mushroom. As much mushrooms as possible.
Okay, sound like my wife. Pork sausage or ground beef or bacon?
Italian sausage.
Right. I should have known that. Okay. All right. No problem. Anything else? Peppers, onions?
No, not into the peppers or onions as much on a pizza.
Really?
Just love the tomatoes. Just love the mushrooms and good sausage. Not like a hamburger meat or something. Like really.
No. Sausage I'll get the right stuff.
You know, there's a sausage. They make sausage in the UP different than sausage down here. And you can get it on the north side of Iron Mountain. And I want to say it has something to do with, is it fennel?
Fennel seeds. Yep.
That really makes a difference in the taste, right? In the flavor?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you buy that around here?
Fennel seed? Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, all right. You can't. Yep. Okay.
I'll look for that because I'm not driving in this weather to
Iron Northern Mountain.
Yeah, to get you here.
North side of Iron Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. So does anybody know, anybody from the UP out there, what is that, though, that makes that? It just tastes different. The sausage they have up there on their pizzas.
Is it
just
like
different?
Caraway? Is it?
I don't know. Huh. But it's just different. I mean, I could do a taste test right here with you or with anybody and say, you know, which one is different? It's got a different flavor to it. It's almost like a sweeter flavor or something.
Oh,
sweet and spicy. And I don't know what the difference
is.
You
gotta write that down. What is it? Fennelway?
Fennel seed.
Fennel seed. Okay. Because when I do my Upper Village, that's the kind of sausage I'm going to get.
Oh, hey, I've been thinking a little bit more about that.
Me too. I want to go with this.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to talk to Aaron today a little bit about this, I don't know, farmer's market, this local village, whatever we're going to call it. But do you think, like, what if we would do, like, you're going to do that Upper Village. I think that's going to work, too. And you're going to get, like, three booths and different things, and we'll get some people to work it. But what about, like, a shanty town? Would that be cool and do, like, a little fish fry out of there?
Yeah, it would. I like that.
And then, well, Titletown is Titletown. We can't compete with those guys. But I thought if we could have...
I bet a lot of these people coming to town never had smelt fry.
Well, that's what I'm
fry.
Saying. If we could have... We could
something
buy, like... I'm thinking we buy a corner of this plaza, and we put in three towns, Upper Village, Shantytown, and something else. And people will they'll line up to come there and say, you got to go to that. That's the best. You know,
what's the biggest nationality around here?
Well, I think German, right?
I guess, huh? What can we do for German? German food. I don't know much about German food. Ooh. I don't like German food, really.
Oh, come on.
What's sauerkraut and stuff? Right. It's okay.
But what I could see, like, have you been to the Ostoff or the Kris Kringle Market?
Kringle Market at the Ostoff?
Yeah.
No.
I hate when people do that. You know who does that to me? My kids.
Yeah, I know. I do it to my kids too.
Well, no, they do it to me because they know I get excited about something and then they egg me on and it's like, no, Dad, we don't know what you're talking about. But they just have long, like, banquet tables and then you just go to the different booths and buy whatever you'd like to eat or drink. And I, I think that could work. But what we need to do, and this is where you come
you
in big time.
You mentioned Stengelville. There's a lot of Czechs around here, and their
that's
sport
true.
Is unique.
That's true. The Czechs would be good.
What's the Kolaches or something? And
well, that's Polish.
Are you no, that's Puchkis.
Oh, Puchkis. Okay, you're right.
The Czech Sphinx.
No, Kolaches are Polish, aren't they?
No, it's Czech. Kolaches. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I know what they are.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'd have to. Okay. Yeah, you could be right on that. But you're right. There's the that bakery though. That's gonna be that day where some of this other stuff we could hold for a couple days. Anyway, I
because it's big on Ash Wednesday, isn't it?
Shrove Tuesday, Ash Wednesday,
or yeah, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, yeah. Shrove Tuesday, same thing. But anyway, I think that could be a cool thing. But this is where you come in, Johnny, big time with all your many many contacts. Mm-hmm. We got to get some national. They got to come and interview.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who does the draft? Is it? ESPN, right?
Yeah. NFL Network and ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, to get them and just, you know, like when Madden always did his, like, turkeys and stuff, but to get somebody to come in, that would be very cool.
Well,
that
you know who we
got to
get
sales.
Involved? John Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's leaving
He's
ESPN.
Retiring, right?
Yeah. Green Bay.
Eschwabin, well, Green Bay guy.
Green Bay Southwest.
Right.
Yeah. We got John Anderson involved. I'll call Mariucci. Mariucci will be all over this.
He will. He will, especially with your Upper Village.
He will be all over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this could be, we got to do stuff unique. I mean, the draft is the draft, and they're going to run, you know, once Thursday starts, we're kind of out of business. But
okay, you know what?
Thursday night
we
starts.
Got, okay.
We got all day Thursday.
Todd.
Yeah.
You're the greatest producer in America.
Yeah, he knows that. Don't, okay, that's enough.
Todd.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you, this is how you got to operate with radio producers, okay?
All right.
Todd, you're the greatest producer in America.
Ever. Oh, my God.
Okay. Correct, yes.
Okay.
Steve Mariucci.
That doesn't sound like his response. I'm a little surprised by that. Yes, you're correct, finally. All right, Steve Mariucci.
Can you work on getting Steve Mariucci on this show?
Yep.
We're going to talk to him about our Upper Village, and we're going to ask him where, he's from Iron Mountain, where in Iron Mountain we have to go to buy the sausage.
On it.
Okay, that one other thing is that could he come and work 1 hour in Upper Village?
I bet he could.
Okay, and it could be, obviously he's going to be busy at 5
o'clock.
We'll,
I'll get him on the show.
10 o'clock.
And then, Mino, you do your magic.
Okay. All right. And when I was with him at Super Bowl in Dallas, at the media thing, I brought him a big bag of cheese curds for his entire, he was sharing it with Michael Irvin and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 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 We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got a lot of stuff.
What? Tell me why we're doing this music.
This music?
Yeah.
Enya is 63 today.
What?
Oh, all right. I like this.
Do I lose my man card if I like this kind of music?
No, I do. I do.
And you know who else I like? Who's Adele?
Adele.
Is that wrong?
No.
She's a rockin' chick.
Awesome.
I like her.
Thank you. No, she's the best.
Thank you. We got a lot coming up today, folks. Stay with us. Back at us. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a very, 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 very foggy Friday morning. Please, please, please be extremely careful when you're driving. By the way, other things today, it's mushroom hunting day.
Oh, you like that.
My dad and mom were huge, huge mushroom hunters. And I'm surprised my mom was okay with that because she tells a story that one of her friends almost died one time. Her parents picked mushrooms and picked one of the poison ones. Yeah. And, like, was near death from it. So these people that have enough confidence to know what one can kill you versus be really good.
They're, and the Morels, which was what you guys have been talking about, were really big this last week. I found a group on Facebook. It's Mushroom Hunting in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so if you're not sure, you can post it there, and people will tell you, hey, because I guess with Morels, there's two. There's one, and then there's, like, a fake one. The real ones are hollow all the way to the
yes,
top.
Yes, absolutely.
But the other ones are not, and that's how you know which one's
so
poisonous.
So poisonous morels?
Well, something
I didn't
like
know
that.
But isn't there that, it's AI, but where you can just take the picture? And
well, that's what he said.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Or you post it on Facebook, and then you'll have several experts say, hey, don't eat that one.
You but can I do think that with a lot of stuff
But even
now.
Before you pick it, though, I think you can just do it on your phone, and they'll tell you right away.
Okay, because I know you can do that now with trees to see what kind of a tree
plants,
it is.
Plants
and stuff like that. And even with, I see old coins, if you find, like, when I find old coins with my metal detector, you can do that, and it'll say how old it is and shape and everything like that.
We'll give you the value?
Well, it kind of, it'll say, Yeah. So when I get my new metal detector, I'm going to be using that a lot.
Yeah.
Today, did you have this right, Todd? Is it Pack Rat Day or Rat Pack Day?
No, it's Pack Rat Day.
Pack Rat Day.
Yep.
So, I'm a pack rat.
Yeah.
I think Jim is too, though. I'm a pack rat.
No, Jim.
I bet he is too.
No, but he's a pack rat. I'm not, Todd, that hurts my feelings.
I don't think it's a bad thing, but you do have a lot of stuff from
your office.
I have a lot of stuff.
Well, your office. Tell me that wasn't a pack rat type of thing.
But I just want to say the reason I'm not a pack rat is because, like I told you, I set up tables and like take stuff. This weekend at the Astor neighborhood where I live, it's our neighborhood rummage sale. And I hate rummage sales, but I think Donna's going to put a few things out there. I don't hoard stuff. I think that's what a pack. Well, maybe I don't understand what a pack rat is.
Pack rat is different than a hoarder.
I think pack rat is what your office was.
When you still have campaign stuff, and not just like one or two for souvenirs, but like boxes full of campaign stuff.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pack rat.
Oh, no, I might need that someday. No, right. don't throw that away. Right. I might need that.
You know what?
And I am. I'll raise my hand. Right. I'm a total pack rat.
If that's what it is, I am.
I am. Not even a question.
Okay.
Not even a question.
It's maybe the one thing you guys share personality.
We're not hoarders, though. You can walk through our homes. No. You can walk through our garages.
Like
right?
I said, in real estate, I sold a house of a hoarder, and it's a whole different world. It's like, oh, this is different. This is more than a pack rat. When it's 6 feet high.
And
there's one narrow little walkway.
When I lived on Eliza, just wasn't that far, four or five houses down, just everything.
Yeah.
You look, you have the porch, screened in porch.
Yeah.
Packed.
Where they go to garage sales and buy stuff just to have it.
We had to put the smackdown on the guy. The inspectors had to come over because the stuff was outside.
I want to say we had to do 12 or 14... Whatchamacallits, the big metal
dumpsters.
Things. Dumpsters. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It was crazy. Today is NASCAR day. I used to be a big NASCAR fan. I'm not much anymore.
Right, but I just want to clarify. It's Pack Rat Day. What do you do for that? Do you celebrate it?
Do you
clean? Declutter.
Yeah.
I think you celebrate it any way you want to, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to a rummage sale and buy some stuff.
Who's your all-time favorite NASCAR driver?
The guy that goes to the Ostoff, Mario Andretti.
Okay, he's not NASCAR, but okay. Oh. Mine used to be Cale Yarborough.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Cale Yarborough? Mm-hmm. It was back there. Now it's Joey Logano. But anyway, I love this story. There was back at Daytona one year. I want to say it was Bobby Ellison got in a fight with Cale Yarborough. Okay? And NASCAR aficionados, tell me if I probably got this wrong. Okay, so they got in a fist fight. It's on video. You can look it up. You can probably look it up YouTube, 60s, 1960s, early 70s. And one of the moms got involved and swung her purse and knocked a guy out. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And somebody, they caught her later and they said, Mrs., I forget who it was, if it was Richard Petty's mom, somebody said, ma'am, there's rumors that there's a whiskey bottle in your purse and that's what knocked the guy out. And she said, sir, I am a God-fearing Baptist. I do not touch alcohol. That would never happen to me. I resent you saying that. And somebody else said, well, ma'am, there's another rumor. It was a pistol. She said, I have no comment on that.
The Baptist. Guns and Jesus.
Take cherry cobbler day. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like cherries.
Oh, I do.
I don't like tarts. Thank you.
But I don't like cherries.
The only cherries I like are maraschino cherries.
Yeah, those are good. But the cherry cobbler, just put sugar on it.
Nope. Birthday's Craig Ferguson. Whatever happened to Craig Ferguson?
He's doing some comedy touring and stuff like that. Oh. And I think he might be working on a new late night show that's a little less like the late night shows of today.
Then Enya, as you mentioned, is 63. And Sugar Ray Leonard, 68. I interviewed Sugar Ray Leonard one time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, in Tucson, all the boxers used to come through. They used to train there for the heat, you know, get used to the, because they fight in Vegas, so they train in Arizona. So there you go.
Good guy?
Great guy.
Yeah,
really good guy.
He was on.
Really good guy.
Johnny Carson, Leno. He did a lot of media.
You know, all the boxers I've met were really good guys.
Really?
They had that other persona to sell tickets to be whatever.
Yeah.
But they're all good guys. I've never met a jerk. Of all the boxers I ever interviewed, I never met a jerk.
Really?
Really true.
That's kind of... That's surprising. Yeah, it is. That would be my word. It would
two
be surprising
because
I think those guys would be kind of like so arrogant. And,
yeah,
but they're not.
I'm going to tell you the two sports where I never met a bad guy.
Oh.
As far as in talking to him or interviewing him or anything like that.
But it was NASCAR. No?
No, that's a good point, though. NASCAR guys.
Those guys are pretty good guys.
They were good. I should. Okay, three. The other one, hockey. NHL hockey players.
I never met one.
Greatest guys. They would, when I covered the Red Wings, and they would be, they'd have these brutal fights. Them and Toronto had a huge rivalry, okay? And you know, so all the people would come right across the bridge from Windsor. And there were fights like you can't believe. And you talk to them afterwards, and it's like, hey, and these guys just, their eyes are just bleeding.
Teeth knocked out.
Oh, yeah, none of them had all their teeth. And say, hey, what did, Pierre, I'll tell you what, he caught me with a good one there. Yeah, hey, he caught me there. I got me there on the nog. I'll tell you what, I'll get him back the next time, though, because I'll get him in the corner. I'll rough him, but he's a good guy. And honest to God, they're like just brutal on the ice. And then afterwards, they're all cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I still think one of the great traditions in sports is after game 7 in the playoffs, when no matter how many fights there were, they all line up and sincerely shake hands.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing.
Me too. Me too.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you something negative about me.
Oh, John.
I'm going to say one negative thing about me.
All right.
Okay.
I never, and this is bad, and there's going to be many parents out there going to say, this disappoints me, Mino. This disappoints me.
Are you sure you want to say this?
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I never did a handshake line.
Why?
Because if we lost, I was always really ticked off.
Really? You were that guy?
I was that guy.
Are you coached to make me do it? Wow.
I never did a handshake line. That's terrible.
That's not a good example. I would tell a lot of people that, especially you.
I hope nobody's
everybody
listening.
Thinks you're a pretty nice guy.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
You would. Would you
I was
walk
such a terrible sport.
I'd
stay in the dugout or just walk off the field.
Your coach let you do that? I can't believe that.
If you were coaching Mina, would you make him do anything?
Let's just change though. If you were a coach, would you let a kid do that?
No.
No, me either. No way.
I agree.
That's part of losing.
I know what we're going to do.
I was the worst loser. I was a terrible loser.
We're going to make him one day shake a ton of hands.
That's
a bad mark in my character, and I realize that.
Wow.
And we talked to Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports about that. I got a bad chromosome. I'm such a terrible loser.
I can't believe you. Wow. That does surprise. I will tell you, I'm not the only one surprised listening to this. All right. And hey, that's also the 45th Wisconsin State Polka Festival, but leave it alone. I want you to know that. Today.
What is it again?
Here we go. See you guys.
The 45th.
Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor on a very, 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 very foggy Friday morning. Hopefully it's going to start letting up here in a little bit. Todd, before we went to break, what else did you say today was? What other day? Oh, National Polka Day.
Oh, I didn't want to get you started.
I read that this morning. Polka is such a big part of our community.
And
it's a
big part
of our heritage here.
And a big part of your shtick.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Polka.
That's why
Polka,
I didn't.
Polka.
That's why I didn't want to say
there? We got a new one coming up here today. We're going to debut. I just wrote this one. It's called Polka on Sundays. Margie, hey, get the old man out there. Ernie. Get on out there. Don't give me that thing about the arthritis. Get out there and tear up the dance floor. Here we go.
All right.
Come on, everybody on the floor. It's Polka, Polka, Polka Day.
Oh, man.
I want to be that guy.
You are that guy, Johnny. That guy. You don't have to be anything. You are that guy. Oh, my God. Yes.
So, I could do in this world. I only have two things. I could be a polka guy. Three things. Polka guy, a bingo caller.
You'd be a bingo caller. Okay.
And the final stretch of a horse race. And down the stretch they come.
That would be.
Those are the only things I could do.
I think everybody would like to do that. I don't know about the other two, but I think everybody would like to call the Kentucky.
That and I can impersonate dogs.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay,
is he listening?
Enough. No,
is he listening?
I'm not going to tell you that. All right, so we got my dog listens to the show, right? When I leave, and then Milton doesn't really like him. He doesn't. He's tearing up the house now. So, all right. We have guests in the house.
The diver and 7J.
Johnny, that fog's lifting.
Yeah, it seems like it is.
It is.
Yep.
Just in the half hour we were here.
When it came down, you could not see to like the stoplights.
It's crazy. My house.
You can't see the courthouse. Can't see anything. It's unbelievable down here.
It's getting a little better. All right. So anyway, we are. Thanks for coming in again, you guys.
It's good to be here.
You're diving.
Diver Ed.
Ed
the Diver. Which do you prefer?
Ed the Diver.
Ed the Diver.
Ed the Diver with
you can call me whatever you want. I don't care.
But
who's your partner?
Silent J over here.
Shh. Don't say nothing.
Silent J and Ed the Diver were with us at the steak fry.
Absolutely.
So anyway, yep. And you guys were out diving yesterday?
Yeah, we're on a tour right now. This is the first week of our tour. We started in Door County and Algoma area. Found a lot of cool stuff. Actually found a cell phone in Fish Creek on Tuesday. And ended up within an hour, got it back to the rightful owner or their family.
How?
Nice.
I just posted on my social media that we found this phone. He opened up the back and there was a picture with the name on the back, Madeline Hyde, and there's a $20 bill in there.
Oh, I did see that picture. Yeah.
And then the owner's aunt and uncle, they work at the park. What's the name of that park?
Peninsula Park.
Peninsula Park. Sure. Wow, great park.
So they said just drop it off the office there. And a girl, Elise, she grabbed it from us. That's awesome.
And so what happened to the $20?
It'll go back to the girl. Get her $20 back.
I would have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, John.
So everybody's like, you should have kept the 20 for your gas.
How about this? Look at this. So we found a drone.
Got a drone, a Mini 3 Pro DJI. We found that in Ephraim. The other day when we're cleaning up, along with a couple tires and some metal, and the village of Ephraim actually came out and helped us haul the junk away.
They like a clean community up there.
Oh, it is. A lot of them are pretty clean in the beaches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty
Ephraim's
cool.
Ephraim's awesome.
How much do you think that drone was worth?
This is at least $400 or $500. I had one a little bit bigger than this one. It was for like $800, but I mean, so it could be more than $500. But the footage on this Door County Vacations on Instagram, they got a hold of me and said, "Hey, that's my drone." You'll find this footage from, Laco San Lucas or...
Oh, Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, yeah, Cabo, really?
Wow.
And, that's really nice.
In the Madison area and a bunch of other stuff. So there's a lot of good footage on here that they want to get back, plus the drone. So
well,
in that process.
I would have thought they would float, wouldn't you, like a drone? I mean, the cost of some of these, I would never use it over water, knowing that if it goes down, it's gone.
That's not only worth... You know, the bricks and mortar of that thing, or whatever the materials are worth. You said that's $400, but the value of that is the footage that they got from Cabo.
Yep.
So will you raise the ransom price? Or
no, I don't do it.
So basically,
Johnny, he needs us as a partner.
I know.
Yesterday we found.
We'll just do it for 10%, 20.
Yesterday we recovered 840 golf balls out of a golf course, and there's so many people commenting. Oh, you could sell so much for a dozen of those in a golf carton. But it takes time. You got to scrub them all, then you got to organize them, then you got to do all the stuff, market them.
That was at Northbrook?
Northbrook in Luxembourg.
Were they white? Because I lost some golf balls there.
There's a lot of white ones, AJ.
Yeah.
And some orange ones and blue ones.
Yeah.
840.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow.
And so you filled up a canoe basically with them, right?
Kayak and another board.
Wow. And what do you do with those? I mean, that is worth... Yeah, even if it's 25 cents each.
It's a lot of money. You know,
that's a lot of money. But they're worth more than that. But.
Yeah. We just gave them right back to the golf course so they can, you know, mess with
them. They got washers. They can put them in and get them washed out.
Yeah. So, when I found that we were kind of started at the part of the pond where there's less balls, but it worked my way around. When I found, like, a big pile of balls underwater, I had to yell over to Jay. I was like, Jay, if you like touching balls, get over here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it was Northbrook. One of those places, it was legendary. They had a huge snapping turtle. In one of the ponds. Did you see any snappers?
No.
Okay.
But we were warned that the 15th hole had a snapper in it.
Oh, maybe that's the one then. Mm-hmm. That must be the one. Yep.
At one point, Jay did bump into me, and so it kind of scared me for a little bit, but it was just Jay.
But Northbrook, I think the reason there was a lot of golf, that a lot of people take lessons there. They got lessons for kids, you know, that my kids learn, but is that off? What tee is that off of? First?
Nine. So right after the ninth tee there, that's where they're just blooping right in the water.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
That's great.
That's cool.
Wow.
What else did you find?
Jeez.
So I had this magnet. We found a couple lures on the beaches as we were cleaning up. So we got those. And I wanted to bring some of this from the bay, from Ephraim here, and let you smell it.
We can.
Yeah, thank you. That's
from
great.
Here. We can smell
thank
it from
you.
Here.
Make sure
that's
you
good.
Don't.
Yeah. That's good.
Smells
good.
Like the beach.
We're make good. Sure you don't have COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Wow.
You
and
betcha.
It's still wet. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So
wet.
That's like great.
Yeah. Those are actually some nice lures.
Aviators.
Oh, it's aviator shades. Oh, they're broke, though.
They're broken.
I was going to ask you if I could have those.
You can have them if you want.
President, yeah.
Yeah. So we got a bunch more, but it's out in the truck.
And then a magnet. You found a magnet, huh?
This was from a previous dive, but I just had it in here.
I like it. Okay, did you help? Did I tell you what I want you to do?
What's that?
Okay, we're going to do this together. What?
I was just going to tell about that. I wasn't thinking for that. You found a bottle.
Oh, a bottle. Okay. Okay, no, I found a couple bottles here.
I love the old Coke bottle.
I want to talk about the Northland, too, but yeah. Is that cool? So the Northland Hotel, which is celebrating their 100th anniversary this September, Johnny and I may be emceeing that event. That you found a bottle at this Northland.
Yep.
That is very cool, and that is very old, and we're going to display this.
So there's, there's supposed to be a way you can tell from the seam on the side right here. Where's the seam? If it like goes all the way up or something. Like there's a year where it's I don't know exactly, but you could tell the age. A person that knows can tell the age by the seam.
Yep. There's a lot of different things to read on there. There's some little dates or numbers on them. But yeah, I find so many bottles that I haven't studied up on it too much. I just don't have time.
Well, it says Green Bay was, you know, I don't, yeah.
That'd be neat to donate to the.
Oh, we will. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go see those guys.
You just took it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just decided he was going to take it.
He gave it to me yesterday.
Oh. I found that when I was looking for a cell phone out here in 28 feet of water last week.
Yeah. Okay.
So but, I wouldn't just take it.
But yeah, you would,
okay. Found this Coke bottle. It says Rhinelander, Wisconsin on the bottom. Then we also found this bottle full of something. It was sealed and it. Kind of, I don't know if it's gin or what do you think it is.
But well, John will be able to tell you pretty quick.
Wow. It says 100% organic corn crafted in Minnesota, but there's no story.
Rye whiskey.
Organic corn. No? I don't know. I'd have to read it.
You got
to
take a smell.
Wow. So that could almost be like moonshine.
You think it would say on there.
It's grandma.
But yeah, you want to smell it at
all,
Jim?
Yeah, I'll smell it.
No, I'll take
it. Don't know.
Don't know. Yeah,
don't know.
It's either vodka or gin or something.
Almost like a vodka ginish smell.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it seems like it's a little rubbing alcohol in it, too. I don't know if I drank that. That's more like the moonshine.
Well, I did bring a cup that I found also. It has a zebra mussel still in it. Dirty glass, the way you like it.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to try it.
It's perfect. That's outstanding.
Outstanding. Thanks for coming, Ed.
Good to be here always.
Wow. So
do you know what Coke bottles used to be the best for? I read this in a thing. Molotov cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the most sturdy bottles.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best ones used for Molotov
thick
cocktails.
Glass, yep. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is 2 days of work, 5 days, what, a week?
No, we started Monday in Algoma. We started 13 feet of water under 2nd Street Bridge in the Anapi River. I keep getting it wrong. Anapi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we were down there and found a toilet. It's pretty much complete darkness. We're just feeling around. I had my eyes closed.
I can't believe you do that in the dark.
Me either. And a toilet of all things. Yeah. That'd probably be my last dive.
Yeah.
And then I found some line, some other metal, some bars.
Yeah.
And then after that, we just cleaned up the beach area. And then we cleaned up the Olson Park. Got a big.
Yo, that's one thing people might not realize about you guys. You're not just doing this to find stuff and value. Mm-hmm. You're there for the you really are truly there for the environment to clean up these places, get rid of garbage.
Well, that's why people like you from come out and cheer you on. I mean, you're not just finding stuff.
You're not
stuff,
just a treasure seeker. Right.
And then Kevin Nazi actually came out. You guys know Kevin?
Well, yeah.
He writes for a couple of papers. He came out and was actually picking up trash too with us.
Oh, and Kevin and I go way back. Did a lot of fishing stories with Kevin over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them. You know where you got to go now?
Yes.
Okay, the UP, you basically live in the UP. You got to go to some of the mine pits. Like in Iron Mountain, they've got those huge mine pits, or Lake Angeline and those places. You got to do that. And then I want to bring you up to Nagani. You ever been to Nagani?
I don't think so.
Okay. Teal Lake in Nagani is crystal clear. Mm-hmm. And I found one time Dom and I, when he was really little, my mom lived in a thing right across the street, and we're walking in the water. And I go, stop, Dom, there's a piece of broken beer bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I reached down, and it was an arrowhead.
Wow.
So a buddy of mine up there is an archaeologist, and he's written books on it. He traced it. It's 5,000 years old, this arrowhead. Yeah. And then they drained a lake up there, Deer Lake, and they found these points. They call them points. They don't call them arrowheads.
That's got to be worth a lot of money.
Well, they're 10,000 years old, these points they found. And they traced them back to the... I'll show you the book he wrote.
And Jesus's chalice? John, that's old.
I know, but what I'm saying is in the UP is nobody's done what you've done
right
up there. And these lakes are unscathed, but these mine pits are right behind my house.
Can they do that? Well, I mean, like, I'm just asking, like, are they still owned by...
the mines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I doubt it.
You got to worry about trespassing.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, but you got to write them a letter.
Don't worry about it. I've actually...
Don't worry about it.
I know. I've cut holes in the
I know Mino.
That's where we used to play. That's where we grew up.
Never been caught once yet.
No, but what I'm saying is, okay, if you get permission, can you imagine what might be in an old mine pit? The old tools, I'm sure they just threw in there and whatever.
But I've never done any cave diving like that before.
Well, it's not really a cave.
It's really just a pit.
It's just a big pit, but it's basically, it might be like bottomless.
Like a quarry or something?
Yes, exactly, like a quarry.
Gotcha.
I would go back where those... 5, 10,000 year old. That is pretty cool stuff. Yeah. I didn't It's the first time you said that.
We got metal detectors, underwater metal detectors.
Right.
So. Well, these are stone, though. It's like a granite up there, like iron ore type thing. So you'd have to, like, find them. But I don't think anybody's ever done it. Because you weren't allowed, up until a few years ago, you weren't allowed in the lake because it was the water supply, which I always get a kick out of. You can have 500 geese crapping, but, oh, no, you can't bring your kids to wade in the water because you're going to pollute the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, come
they're,
on.
They're protected. Your kids aren't. So yeah.
But
hey,
anyway.
How about Two Rivers? East Twin, West Twin River? Have you died?
Yeah, actually, you want to tell them the story about when we were
there? Oh, because that's where I used to hang out all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, we pulled out a bunch of bikes out there. We were there to find somebody who's bagged it. The guy that owns a hardware store there.
Sittinger's?
What was the name of the store? Is it Ace? I think it's an Ace.
Oh, two it's Ace now.
Or Ace, yeah, or whatever.
Okay, those Two Rivers.
But he actually got us down there to find his magnet, so I pulled that out and also found another magnet, a couple bikes, found some cell phone, their wallet, and we actually returned the wallet back to the person in Mishicot after that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're pretty excited. But, yeah, we got a big cleanup done there, and the whole Department of Public Works there, they came down and helped clean all the stuff up.
We awesome. Talked about Two Rivers. That's a community that cares about their community, and there's a lot of people who were born and raised there that still live there, so I'm sure they came along the shorelines to cheer you on.
Do you have to get permission from the cities before you can do this stuff, or is it just...
No, every city has been welcoming.
You know, okay.
And I've got people contact me as we're going on this tour. We got a couple more months left. People are contacting me and giving me more spots to dive. Even though I'm already kind of booked, they're giving me more spots and more opportunities to find more stuff.
It's got to be fascinating to just be on the shore, and every time you come up, see what you brought up.
Yep, and people do that. They'll sit on the bridges and watch me.
Right, and you come up every time you find something.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's bigger, but sometimes with the golf balls, we're trying to get like 10 at a time. They come up, dump them in there. But we also had a bag we were loading them up to.
Do they like cheer when you come up? They must. That's going to be a cool event to kind of watch. I'd get the sandwiches and soda and just kind of watch. That's entertainment.
A lot of oohs and ahs.
Right.
I got to be honest with you, though. I'm rethinking my thing of being a scuba diver. When you say you can't see and you're just doing it by feel, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable doing that.
Hey, look, I never signed up for it.
You got the snappers.
Oh,
and the toilet.
and the diver, 7J, with us. Back up this. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, Civic Media App. We're with Ed the Diver and Silent J. I got a good text here. A magnet in an abandoned iron mine. Huh, that doesn't sound frustrating.
He's stuck to the side, move it, stuck again. Yeah, that's
hey,
a good
this
point.
Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors, folks, because if you order today, you get zero interest for up to 48 months. That's right, up to 4 years, no interest. You only have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envision them. Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century, modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design lets you virtually see your home that you would like. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
48 months.
That's phenomenal.
Like 4 years, right?
It's fantastic.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
It is, and we've talked about this before, but the variety that they offer, and there's so many different homes in Green Bay, which is the cool part of Green Bay, right? There's homes that are 115 years old, and there's homes that are being built right now, and you really want to get the doors and windows that fit your personality of your house, and these guys do it. I mean, you've been to my place, Johnny. I just love what they do for older homes, but I'm sure they do a great job for newer homes as well.
So, I got to ask you this. When you go into an area like that, do you have something in mind where it's like, I'll bet this has a lot of, because like, okay, the lure, like there's some places where you go and you know you're going to just clean up on lures. You just know it. So do you almost have a feeling when you're going into a body of water of what you're going
to
find?
So when we go to the bridges, we're expecting to find bicycles, scooters.
Well, come on, John, you were a kid.
You probably threw a couple bikes over the bridge when you're younger.
No, I don't. Why would somebody throw a bike over the bridge?
You know, you're borrowing your neighbor's bicycle.
You need a ghost ride.
I did not do that.
You know,
I have never done that, Jim. So don't you get on me about what a terrible person is that didn't shake hands after I lost the game.
Dave, but you never gave your neighbor's kid a ghost ride into the water?
I've never heard the term ghost ride.
A pier, off a pier or something by lighthouse?
Ed,
ghost ride, that's like as common as...
I've heard
the term.
Right. I've never used it, but I've heard it before.
Jay, you ever hear that term before?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Right. Todd, you ever hear the term ghost ride before? Give us a yes or no, please. Thumbs up.
Percy, ghost rider.
Well, yeah, but ghost riding the bike, because there's nobody on it, but you
stole bikes.
No, you go and you pedal it and you stand on like one side and then you jump off and the bike just goes.
It's bike you're doing that to?
No.
Then you stole the bike?
I would never do that to my bike.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
If you ever run for public office again.
No, I read about it. John, I read about it.
Wow.
So we find a lot of zebra muscles on a lot of the stuff we find too. So you got to wear gloves. Really easy to cut your fingers up in the zebra muscles.
And get an infection.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does not feel good at all.
Is there any way to stop those things? Or they're just here now, aren't they?
They're everywhere.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about them. Yeah.
Got to find a way to do something. Do they grind them up?
Harvest them somehow.
Do they grind those things up for like
fertilizer or something?
No, not fertilizer. It got mixed with something else. Do they use that for cement or something? Isn't that does it get mixed with something?
It could work because, I mean, out in the middle of the bay, they're so thick.
You could just take
dead zebra mussels and it's like a foot thick and you can just. Right. Load them up and, you know, crush them up, do whatever.
They're not native to here, though, aren't they?
No.
Aren't they brought in by chutes from other places?
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things I'd be careful with whenever we're going from something like by the bay here or the rivers to inland lakes. We got to make sure that the kayak and our stuff is
washed
clean.
Off, right? Yep.
I've mentioned this a million times, and Jim is the pessimist, says it's going to happen. Asian carp. Think that's going to happen up here?
They're doing
anything can happen.
Pretty good job, though, of trying to not make it happen, but you're right. I mean,
you know the old saying, nature will find a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just it.
Would you ever go in a water that has Asian carp?
How big do those get?
Huge. I mean, people have been killed by them.
Well, they're mean.
They've been motorboating along and they jump and
they'll
people have been hit in the head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
They're crazy.
They're absolutely crazy.
I'd probably dive with them. I'm crazy too.
Would you do this down south where they've got like water moccasins and alligators?
No, alligators.
I'm not that crazy.
Would you ever do this? You ever see those guys? What's it called? They'll be on like a little skiff type thing, like flat by J boat, and they just reach down to grab stuff. What's that called? Googling? No, not Googling.
Noodling.
Noodling.
They're out in the water and
noodling.
Going underwater, sticking their arms in holes.
Yes.
And it's no visibility.
Would you ever do that?
No,
If I had the right gear on, I wouldn't do it without like gloves and wetsuit on.
These guys go in there barehanded, got a camera strapped to their wrist, their forearm,
And they basically wait for the thing to bite them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then they pull them out.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Little light girls doing that, and the fish is almost as big as them.
Yes.
And they pull them out.
Oh, my God.
Then they interview the guy, and you're like, okay, that's why.
Yeah, you ever see their hands? They're missing fingers.
I bet they are. I mean, you have no idea what you're reaching for down there.
Right.
And I have a healthy fear of water moccasins. Don't you?
Never ran into one.
You won't have them up here, but down south, that would be the worst. The water moccasins are nasty. Yeah, rattlesnakes don't bother me. Water moccasins do. But anyway.
I'm staying up here.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, though. Are you ever contacted by people, and I know you have been, in general, like I lost my phone here yesterday. Could you come dive in or anything like that? Mm-hmm. If somebody did that, if somebody called right now and said, hey, Mino, do you have Ed's number? I was fishing yesterday and I reached over to net him and a phone fell out of my pocket, which I know guys where that actually has happened to. Sure. Would you charge them? Do you say, well, I'm going to, I got to pay for gas. I'm coming from Marinette. And
that's part of my business is recovery part. When people do call me like that, I do charge right now it's $150 an hour for driving and diving. But if you were to go through insurance, you're going to be paying a couple thousand to get whatever piece of property is that you're missing. So it's kind of breaking the barrier between it, go with an insurance or just a diver. And if you don't want me, I tell people you can call your local scuba shop or maybe somebody will just want to come out and try it for free. But I've got the experience and I've done many recoveries.
And you got the
equipment
too. Yeah, that's what's going to help you find it.
But right now, yesterday I got asked twice to come find some stuff within a couple hours from here. And I just said I can't. I'm on tour right now. The weekend I want off so I can spend time with someone over here.
Your mermaid?
Yeah. Yep. And then, just get stuff processed at home on the weekends.
Yeah, you do need that. I mean, you need to get away. But some people, though, their getaway would be diving. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, but that's your life. So you need to get away. And I don't know.
Yep.
It's like anything. Like, I know so many carpenters and contractors talk to their wives. They'll say, can't get anything done at home. It's the last thing he wants to do when he comes home.
Shoe cobblers. The kids got the worst shoes. Yeah.
Quick question for you. How was Charlie Barron's when you took him out?
Oh, that was pretty fun. What did you think about it, Jay?
Well, that was cool. It was actually Ed and Charlie were teamed up on one kayak, and me and Ryan Rubel were on the other one, and we ended up finding more allures than they did.
No kidding.
They did.
Wow.
You think they may have been talking and telling jokes, and that's you guys were working? Maybe that's why they you guys got
a
bigger
score. It was kind of a
nasty
day you're out there, too. Wasn't it cold
that day? It was cold, rainy. It was, yeah. The current was strong. I ended up giving Charlie my BCD, and I just held my breath, and I was letting him breathe underwater because he doesn't
He's
have
certified?
His own equipment. Yeah, he is.
Wow.
He just doesn't have all his equipment yet, so I was borrowing it to him.
Awesome.
But he loved it. He'll be back.
Ed the Diver and Silent J, thank you guys so much for being here.
It's very cool.
I love the treasures that you guys do. I wish I could do what you do. I love it.
Someday.
Oh, man. Cool stuff.
Be away.
We got Mark Hughes and Belton Sports Medicine coming up right after this. He went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel.